the USS Alabama in downtown Mobile. In the background, we come across Mobile Bay to Fairhope in Baldwin County. This is Fairhope High School, and it's inside the Jaguars from the Senior Bowl. First day of South practice today here at Fairhope. Nick Saban showed up. That's a big deal here in Lower Alabama. And there was a lot of buzz around here today. Scouts, media folks around the field everywhere.
I know you're from here, and I hear sirens in the background. Is there a connection here?
Maybe so. I don't know. I'm back.
Okay, you're back.
Look out. Big news today for the Jaguars, too. Mm-hmm. Retained two assistant coaches from the previous staff. Mark Duffner, longtime linebackers coach here. And Jerry Sullivan, who'll be in his second year as wide receivers coach.
Right. It's a big day, and it's an important day. The Jaguars wanted to get Jerry Sullivan and Mark Duffner back. Probably their two best assistant position coaches, and it worked out to have them stay, and I think the Jaguars are happy about it, and I know the two coaches are happy about it.
So for Jerry, how did he manage to stay on this staff, or how did he want to stay on this staff?
Well, he came here, he made it very well known last year, he came here wanting to work for Mike Mularkey. He was close with Mike, and he wanted to help Mike out in that first year. That didn't work out. He had worked for Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll had worked with Gus Bradley, so there was a connection there. And he said when he met with Gus, there was a good feeling, and they both decided that it would be good if he was on staff moving forward.
And there's some personal reasons for Jerry. Mm-hmm. I mean, he became really close to these young receivers on this team.
Well, Jerry's a coach, and he doesn't want to coach that much longer, maybe a couple of years. So he wanted to get a chance to work with Cecil and Justin. He felt good about their development, and he wanted to give them a solid base moving forward. And I think if he can do that, then he can walk away in a year or two very happy with what has happened at the Jaguars.
Well, the thing I always said about Cecil, really, Cecil was a rookie this year.
Yeah.
When you look at it from a perspective of playing time. So I was really thankful for, the opportunity to coach him. He's a great kid. He likes football. He plays really hard. He practices hard. And it was just, he became a guy that could change the game for you. And I hope Cecil's the kind of kid, he'll get better as he goes with more playing time. And I was real thrilled for Justin. I think about halfway through the year, Justin kind of got comfortable in his own shoes where, I think things changed for him. I think he became comfortable in the meeting room, became comfortable with himself and in his role, and then I think he took a step forward and should help us, down the road for a long time.
Of course, Cecil Shorts was only a few yards shy of 1,000 for the season. Justin Blackman had a late push for a great rookie season, so the sky really could be the limit, certainly with Sullivan coming back. The buzz around here today is almost 700 people here today. It's South practice, not even the North practice of another stadium. But even without the Jaguars' real brass in town, the GM, the head coach aren't here yet, still a lot of people talking about the Jaguars here.
Well, JP, one of the neat things about the Senior Bowl is a chance to come here and get a chance to catch up with people around the league. I talked to people today from Seattle and from Tampa who've known Gus, who've seen him work, and it's striking to hear these people talk that when Gus was there at those two organizations, there was a feeling among people who knew him that this guy's going to be a head coach someday. And in talking to people, they said, hey, we'll be very surprised if this guy's not a success in Jacksonville and you've got a really good coach there. So all the things that you want to hear about a guy, you're starting to hear about Gus Bradley, and that's a good vibe to have. Who knows how it's going to play out, but right now it's a good thing to hear.
It's not even on site yet. Just wait till he shows up here. Right?
Should be a big day. Should be a fun day tomorrow.
I think so. Another part of our coverage this week, Tony Pauline, a draft analyst, will break down position groups going into the draft. We'll start off today with defensive ends.
Hi, this is NFL draft analyst Tony Pauline in Mobile, Alabama for the Senior Bowl with Jaguars.com. Today we're going to look at the defensive ends, the top defensive ends available in the 2013 NFL draft. This is a position where when the Jaguars are selecting early in round one, they could look because there's a lot of talent at the top. Start off with Warren Werner, a guy from the state of Florida, Florida State, an underclassman, a guy who's gotten better over time. A guy who's a terrific pass rusher out of a 4-3, makes a lot of plays up the field, shows the ability to chase the action in pursuit. He's not a complete player yet. He still has to polish his game, but he's got a great amount of upside. And in a year where there's defensive talent at the top, this is an area, and Warner's a player that the Jaguars may want to look at when they select in round one. My number two defensive end is another underclassman, Demontre Moore, a player that people think can play either defensive end in a 4-3 or outside linebacker in a 34 alignment. He's a tremendous physical specimen, a guy that constantly creates pressure up the field into the backfield. He has a lot of Von Miller in his game, the ability to get off the ball, quickly get up the field and get in the quarterback's face, change direction and chase the action. He's a guy who's got a terrific physical frame. He's also a player like Werner who needs some work to complete his game. But again, if the Jaguars are looking for a pass rusher at the top of round one, Demontre Moore is a name to remember. The third defensive end on my list is Sam Montgomery, the junior from LSU. Like the others, he's a terrific pass rusher out of a three-point stance. He's quick off the snap, he gets a lot of speed going up the field, and he easily beats immobile lesser talents at the offensive tackle position. He quickly gets into the backfield to the quarterback. He's not as polished as the other players, doesn't have the more complete game, singularly a pass rusher, but a guy who, in the middle of round one, is worth the pick. My number four defensive end is Alex Okafor, the first senior on this list, a guy with a nonstop motor, a guy who consistently plays at a high level, not as athletic as some of the other guys, but someone who comes to work every day and plays hard until the whistle blows. He's explosive off the snap. He's technically very sound. He uses his hands well. He finds ways to get behind the line of scrimmage. He's a good pass rusher that also defends the run. He's not going to test out athletically great at the combine like DeMontre Moore or even Bourne Werner, but he's a guy who you know what you're getting on an every down basis. Unlike Okafor, my number five defensive end, Ezekiel Ansah, is a tremendous athlete. A former track and field athlete who came to BYU from the country of Ghana, just started playing football a few years ago and needed help on how to correctly put on his football equipment. His game has taken off since then. He's a tremendous athlete at 6'6", 270 pounds. He runs like a deer. He's fast up the field. He shows the ability in pursuit as well as rushing the quarterback, and you can drop him off the line of scrimmage on zone blitzes. He's very rough around the edges, has a very green game. But a guy, if the Jaguars are looking around two for a developmental player at the defensive end position, would be great value.
Tony will be with us all week on our Senior Bowl coverage here on Jaguars.com, and tomorrow he'll break down the top quarterbacks in this upcoming draft.
Yeah, good to have him doing that for us. He's one of the best, and it was fascinating to hear him talk about these guys last night.
It's a good first day, John.
Really is.
It's going to be a heck of a week.
Long week, but a good week.
That's right. That's it from Fairhope High today in Baldwin County. We'll go back across to Mobile. Senior Bowl coverage continues on Jaguars.com.